In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. Christos was diete. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. And as the epistle in its entirety, it would be worth it to our souls to commit this not to memory, but to our hearts. Because this is, if you want to say, the meaning of Christmas. The epistle proclaims the gospel more forcefully today than the gospel itself. When the fullness of time was come, all the planning that had gone on, we've been talking about it in the services for this entire Lent. The prophets, the law, the genealogy we just spoke of last Sunday, the preparation of the Holy Theotokos, and the appearance then also of Joseph who would take care of her. So many things had to come together in God's inscrutable providence in order for God to become man in the world at the right time. And He who is became what He was not. He who is a king became a slave, so that we slaves could become kings. Kings over our nature. We were formerly in slavery to our nature. The God-man gave us the ability to be transcendent over our nature. That is what the adoption of sons is, brothers and sisters. He who is a son by nature changed so that he would have a nature also of a man, a changeable nature, so that our nature could be changed, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin, so that we could become better, so that we would be sons, not by nature, because that is not possible, but by adoption. But our nature could be changed in such a way that it would never change again. Daily life is full of changes. Good and bad, bad and good, good days, bad days, times we are with God and times we are without Him. But to be adopted as sons means we are constantly in the bosom of the Father. That is what the Lord came for us to accomplish. What Christian cannot hear the words Abba, Father, and feel an intense longing in his soul for this to be realized right now in his heart, completely? In this world, it is not complete because of sin, because of weakness, but it will be complete. I was thinking about my dad today when I was thinking about this epistle. And I was very proud of my dad. He taught me about fairness, about doing the right thing, no matter what. His spirit is in me. But he's just a mortal man. A man I'm indebted to. But just a man. But his spirit is within me. The spirit of God can be within us. So that we don't cry, Father, to the one who's brought us into this world, but to the one who brought about the entire world. such a sense of intimacy, of love, of acceptance, of safety, of peace. This is why the Lord came into the world. Because our nature was not capable of attaining these things. So He took on our nature and made it capable. That is the meaning of Christmas. And it's not the beginning. It's really, shall we say, the middle of our salvation. Because God was planning our salvation from the very beginning. And all the preparation that took part before His birth was followed by an intense apostleship of a few chosen ones. And now the whole world knows of Him. And it continues to this day. What an amazing thing to be able to cry, Abba, Father, and mean it, and feel it, have it be within you, so strong. This is what Christ came to do. If you look at the Nativity icon, the Lord is not shown as a baby. He's shown as a little man. Because He came into the world with one purpose. From the beginning. As God and man, so that, to help us to become like God. Sometimes I think all the trappings that are around Christmas in terms of all the Western stuff, it obscures the pure and simple truth. God became man so that we could become like God. The Son, by nature, changed our nature so that we could become sons by adoption. This is not a legal standing. This is the very core of our existence. This is peace in our hearts. God came to bring us peace. This is what we celebrate today. That with God becoming man, it is possible for us to be changed, to be able to cry, Abba, Father. The only way we can do this is for our nature to be changed. Now, the Lord did His part. He became man and changed fundamentally human nature. That is, the potential of human nature in every man. But we, if we do not live according to this change, then it is of no effect for us. And what a tragedy that would be. All that's important is that we become, as God desires, that we become good, so that we would know He who is good, so that we would have the Spirit of His Son in our hearts. If the Spirit of God is in a man's heart completely, there is no evil in it, no darkness. Everything is good. Everything is peaceful. Everything is calm, no matter what's happening around him. Fight to find this nature, this Spirit, brothers and sisters. Struggle to find it in your Christian life. Consider it more precious than anything else. And bit by bit, little bit by little bit more, you will feel the adoption of sonship in your heart. And when you feel it completely, that will be the sign that there is no more sin in you, no more darkness. Only light as a son of God.